Ba-da-ba-ba! Ba-da-ba-ba!
Sí, en Smart & Final estamos listos para festejar a papá en su día. Tenemos sus cortes de carne favoritos, también cervezas bien frías. Y no pueden faltar las papitas, ni las servilletas, hielos y platos para una fiesta padrísima. Y la punta de lomo de res USDA Choice está a $4.97 la libra con cupón digital. Todo para papá, perdón.
Para papá.
Lo tiene Smart & Final.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Deadly bombings, email hackers. I'm Elliot Francis. In Thailand, four people are dead, nearly two dozen wounded after a series of nine explosions were set off overnight. Correspondent Christy Lou Stout is there.
They're saying that the explosions that have rocked Thailand are not acts of terror, but what they're calling local sabotage. The Thai deputy police spokesman says that there was no evidence that this is linked to international terrorism.
Police say they think the blasts were targeting tourist resorts in southern Thailand. Well, the hack of Democratic email appears to be worse than originally thought, and now some have a culprit in mind. Correspondent Jim Sciutto explains.
Now for the first time, the alleged culprit publicly identified by a top-ranking Democrat. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who received classified briefings on the hack, pointing the finger directly at Moscow.
The New York Times reports that hackers compromised the private email accounts of over 100 party officials. I'm Elliot Francis. A big night for American gymnasts Simone Biles and Allie Raisman. The two won the top honors in the all-around competition in Rio. Correspondent Steve Kestenbaum reports.
The crowd jumped to its feet and roared at the end of Allie Raisman's floor routine. Then Simone Biles put on a nearly flawless performance inside Carioca One Arena with a spectacular finish. It was gold for Biles, silver for Raisman, but Simone said it felt like a double gold.
I think that we're just so close. So if you were to ask me, I feel like Allie as well, we had both won gold in that moment.
Raisman said they've been inseparable here in Rio.
At the end of the day, we're basically like sisters and we'll always have this moment forever.
Steve Kastenbaum in Rio.
At least 22 customers and two crew members are in a hospital for evaluation after a JetBlue flight experienced rough turbulence overnight. Flight was en route from Boston to Sacramento. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Later this morning, crews will be back out at the site of Wednesday night's apartment building explosion and fire in Silver Spring as the search for answers and possibly more bodies continues.
We still don't know exactly what caused the explosion at the Flower Branch Apartments. Residents complained of smelling gas prior to the blast. Montgomery County Police Assistant Chief Russ Hamill says a lot of folks are exploring that and other leads.
Investigators from the Fire Explosives Investigation Team and our Major Crimes Division, as well as other sections of the County Police Department, continue to work with ATF investigators.
Hamill says the 311 system has helped to reunite a number of people with their families. Meanwhile, autopsies will take place today for two people pulled from the rubble. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Many survivors of that explosion and fire are waking up this morning in an emergency shelter set up at the Long Branch Community Center.
This is going to be a very, very long, difficult recovery for these families.
That's Paul Cardin with the Red Cross National Capital Region. The nonprofit is working with the county's Department of Health and Human Services to help the nearly 100 residents left homeless after Wednesday night's explosion and fire. Spokesman Mary Anderson says they're trying to
take an inventory of how many households are we talking about? Do they have other places they can go, or do we need to find a longer-term solution for them?
If you want to learn how you can help, go to our Facebook page, WMALDC. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Ellicott City, nearly 2 weeks after a devastating flash flood, crews are still working to stabilize some damaged buildings, but Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman says he's impressed with the pace of the progress. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,614, the NASDAQ at 52,28. Sports, the Redskins opened the preseason with a loss in Atlanta. The Ravens beat the Panthers. In Rio, Team USA continues to lead the medal count with 16 gold and 38 overall. Baseball, the O's win. The Nets had the night off. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL. MAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland in the Wheaton area, intersection of George Avenue, University Boulevard. That's where crews have been dealing with a crash. Just about winding down, but if you're coming upon the intersection, you'll still see the police there, some activity, and they still have the northbound side of Georgia Avenue with a workaround. They stopped that traffic, but again, trying to release everyone here momentarily, so hang tight. North on Maryland's Interstate 95, as you push north of the Beltway, had the overnight work crews, seeing a little bit of volume on the approach. On southbound 29, didn't have anything reported south of 198 in Burtonsville, but a little bit of volume at Greencastle Road, so it looks like we may have an incident that just popped up there. And around the Beltway, Annandale, Tyson's looks good. Coming in from the west, 66, Greenway Toll Road, nothing reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, tomorrow, mid-upper 90s air temperatures. Heat advisory noon today till 8 p.m. tonight. Excessive heat watch tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Isolated showers, thunder showers around today and tomorrow. Then on Sunday, they'll have a mention of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Gainesville, 77 in Frederick, 81 degrees in Washington. He's back for the first time in more than 30 years. Darth Vader appears in a new movie trailer. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. Time to get started. Listen, it's the end of the work week. We got one more day to get through, then we can enjoy this hot, muggy, humid weekend that we have coming. But nonetheless, it's Friday, and we've got a great show lined up for you here today. Coming up at 7:05, we'll talk politics with David Matursko from the Daily Mail. We'll have Steve Kastenbaum, our guy in Rio, at 7:15. Trevor Maddich, you know, you've been watching the Olympics, but how did the Redskins do in their first preseason outing? Trevor Maddich will be here to give us his analysis. And then Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller will be here to talk about politics of the moment. Today, Larry O'Connor has taken the day off, and we are very pleased to be joined by Lisa Booth from the Washington Examiner, a contributor. You see her all the time as a conservative commentator on Fox News and elsewhere. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. TGIF.
Yeah, it is.
It's Friday.
I can't believe we got through it. All right, let's start off this morning, Lisa, with an interesting story. This comes from CareerBuilder.com, which says that 75% of Americans claim that they are living paycheck to paycheck to make ends meet, at least sometimes. 38% of working Americans now say they barely make it from paycheck to paycheck. Is this different than it has been in the past? I get the sense that it perhaps is. But what's going on here? Because we hear that there's a recovery, an economic recovery underway. We hear that, for example, the stock market, it was broke records yesterday, that the economy is on the rebound, that people are finding jobs, that the situation economically is improving after a long slog and a recession, that the Obama administration is now responsible for getting America back on its feet and back to work. However, there is this statistic that 75% of Americans claim that they sometimes need to live paycheck to paycheck to make ends meet, and 38% say it happens to them on a regular basis. So here's my question for you here this morning. We are now in election season. and we are making a decision about who our next president is going to be, and is often asked at this time, are you better off right now than you were 4 years ago? So if this statistic is true, that, you know, 75% of Americans have to occasionally live paycheck to paycheck and 38% of them do on a regular basis, then that would tend to go against what we're hearing from the Obama administration about the state of the economy. What is going on in your life? Do you find this is more often the case now for you and your family than it was before, let's say 4 years ago or 8 years ago? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Are you also living paycheck to paycheck more often than you once did? And how does that jive in your mind with all of this information we're getting that says, hey, no, things are better. More people are finding work, and the economy is on the rebound. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. So Lisa, I mean, what is your sense of all this?
Well, I think what's interesting, too, is it's not just specific to lower-income earners. Because you've got, the survey says that 19% of workers at all salary levels were not able to make ends meet every month, including 9% of workers making $100,000 or more. So, you know, I just think that's interesting because, it's not just specific to, one income bracket per se.
Here's one statistic right here. 23% of those making between $50,000 and $100,000 a year say, that's almost a quarter of those people say they live paycheck to paycheck. That's pretty impressive. It's not just the people at the lower end of the economic strata.
Well, absolutely. But, I think it's interesting, too, because you look at, we had, as you mentioned, both candidates have sort of laid out their economic vision for America. And, we keep having sort of this perpetual downward spiral of we're at least on the left of sort of wanting to kind of throw money at problems. And ultimately, it doesn't end up producing, positive results for the country. When you look at something like poverty reform, right? So that was launched 50 years ago. We've spent tens of trillions of dollars, and it really has done nothing to move the needle and helping people get out of poverty. If you look at the percentages, you look at something like, you just look at all these different programs, and they really don't seem to be, kind of benefiting Americans the way that they're supposed to. You look at, for instance, college tuition, subsidizing, federal loans for college students. There's been studies, New York Federal Reserve Bank has done studies showing that I think it was for $1 put into the system from the federal government, colleges raise tuition by $3. So, it seems like the more that the federal government continues to get involved in people's problems, the worse the situation gets for Americans.
All right. So is it better for you? Because, we're hearing everything is good, but this statistic seems to belie what we hear from the Obama administration. It says, look at these numbers. The employment numbers are better. The employment numbers, quite frankly, let's be honest.
No.
They're totally bogus.
This is also, President Obama is going to be the only president in our nation's history to not reach 3% economic growth.
Yeah.
That is so pathetic.
Well, and then, of course, everybody says, well, the jobless rate, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down.
We have 100 million Americans that are out of the workforce unemployed.
They gave up. That's right. Keith in Winchester, start us off. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And do you find this is often the case in your family and in your life?
Well, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Lisa. Even if I include getting better jobs, I'm still barely where I was in 2008. What are raises? We don't see raises anymore. Inflation, it's not the 2% that they claim it is. More like 8 or 10%. And my daughters, I've got two adult daughters living at home because they can't find jobs. There were restaurants closing all over the place. Heck, there are malls here in the D.C. area that are half empty, and this is a recovery?
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I think you make a good point. When you look, you look at the real life information and where people are really living. Forget the statistics you hear from the government. It doesn't seem to jive, does it? That the government has all these glowing numbers, but in people's lives, it doesn't look that way. It doesn't feel that way.
Well, and as Keith mentioned, look, the reality is people vote of how their personal experiences, right? So if you have more small businesses that are going under than being created under President Obama. So if you're a small business owner, you've lost your business, or you're an employee of that business owner who's then lost his business because of these regulations, that's going to personally impact you. If you're paying triple-digit insurance premium increases because of Obamacare, that's going to impact you. If you're a coworker and you've lost your job because of the regulations of President Obama, that's going to personally impact you. And there's so many stories across the board about how President Obama, whether it's regulations like Obamacare or even overtime rule, that where employers have gone from full-time jobs to part-time because the employer just simply can't afford to have that many people on a full-time basis.
And, well, of course, that's a statistic this government is not going to give you, is it?
No.
Yeah, absolutely right. How about you, Greg and Summer? Well, hold on, Greg and Summer Duck. Stay where you are. We've got to take a break here in just a moment, but here's our question to you. We're hearing that a good number of people are still living paycheck to paycheck. 38% of Americans occasionally make it to the next payday because they are so tight in their budgets. Yet we hear from the Obama administration that things are good. We see that the economy, according to the statistics given us by the government, is growing, and the stock market yesterday broke new records. So, what is going on here? Are you personally better off than you were 4 years ago, or are you living paycheck to paycheck? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now, 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the region, a couple of problems here. This one in the district, a little bit of a doozy, north of DuPont Circle, Connecticut Avenue. Police have confirmed that they have that closed, and it might be closed for a while. They're doing investigation from shooting there. So Connecticut Avenue shut down, north of DuPont Circle, also a stretch of looks like S Street and R Street closed as well. In that entire area, you'll need to avoid. So keep a close watch on that region for you. Wheaton area, intersection of George Avenue, University Boulevard, scene of the overnight crash. They're still trying to clear everything. Tow truck is on the scene. Northbound George Avenue still remains stopped. No traffic at this early hour. The rest of you getting by fine on southbound George in each direction of University Boulevard. Wrapping up the overnight construction, Maryland 95, north of the Capitol Beltway. And a reminder, with Safe Track Surge number 7, the red line trains continuously single tracking between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. However, plan for the weekend because the work will entirely close the red line between Shady Grove and Grosvenor. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Excessive heat watch for tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Mid upper 90s, but it's the humidity. Maybe a storm around today. Back down into the upper 70s tonight. Maybe 80 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mid 90s feels like 105 once again, and still some heat on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's already sort of warmish out there. It's 81 degrees. It's going to be another really hot and humid day. Currently, it's 5:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Lisa Booth is in for Larry O'Connor.
He's
taking the day off. And we're talking about this new report that says that a lot of Americans are really living paycheck to paycheck. But I keep hearing from the Obama administration that things are so much better than they were. What's going on in your life? Do the government statistics reflect what you're experiencing out there in the real world? Greg and Summer Duck, thank you for waiting. You're on with Brian and Lisa this morning.
Well, my wife is probably going to kill me, but I mean, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, have no credit cards. I do have one college loan that I'm paying off. My income has gone down since 2008. Now, I'm not trying to blame any president or anything like that. Something's obviously going on when somebody's now making at the $15 an hour almost half as much as what I'm making, and I've worked in the same trade for since 84.
So wages have not gone up for you is what you're saying.
It's just not equaling out. And I'm wondering, should I just sit on my butt now, 60 years old, and collect the government paycheck?
Well,
and not drive 2 hours to work every day.
A lot of people would come to that conclusion. This is what, we talk about how maybe there are more jobs up there, but if the wages aren't going up, proportionally to the cost of living, then people start to get squeezed. And that's where you see things like people living paycheck to paycheck, because so slowly and imperceptibly, it's more difficult to make ends meet.
Well, and my concern is, just the difference in the way that the two parties view a situation like that. Because if you have, you know, the left views something like this and they're like, oh, well, you know, we need to create some sort of government program or somehow government has to be involved to make the situation better for people. And conservatives would look at this and say, we need to get the government the heck out of the way. Because if you look at, as I mentioned before, every time the federal government gets more involved in our daily lives, they end up hurting us more. And as I mentioned before, we have more small businesses right now going under than being created because of the regulatory climate that the president has created for this country. And that is hurting Americans because it's hurting companies' ability to succeed in this economy and to grow and create jobs.
Robert in Warrington, you're on with Brian and Lisa this morning. What do you think, Robert?
Good morning. I had a couple things to say. First of all, we get a cost of living increase every year at work.
Yeah.
And this past year, the increase was actually lower than the amount that our health insurance increased.
So your health insurance went up. And you get a little cost of living in, but it wasn't enough to meet that, right?
Correct. And it's not hard to connect the dots to figure out why that was.
In the in the real world, there's an example of Obamacare making your life a little
Again,
more difficult.
Government getting involved, trying to help out, but ends up making the situation much worse.
And that's the least of the problems I've had with Obamacare.
That's a different story for sure. We could do a whole 4-hour show on that. I'm certain, Robert. Thank you so much. How about Eric in South Dakota? You know, we're here in the D.C. area where the economy, one hears, is better than it is in other places. Eric is listing online at WML.com and from South Dakota. What's going on in your part of the world, Eric?
You know, life in flyover country is pretty darn good. You know, I have to admit, you know, VA healthcare is fantastic. VA disability, you know, life is good. I just wish these, you know, people out there paying taxes would just shush up, go back to work like the good little lemmings they are, keep paying those taxes because guys like me that are retired from the Navy, you know, I paid my dues.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Good. I'm glad your life is good. By the way, South Dakota and that whole area.
Eric's in a good spot.
Yeah, Eric. I'm glad his life is good.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's also in an area where the economy is rebounding because of economic development, because of fracking.
Right.
I mean, that's what's going on out there. How about, let's go to Lynn in Waldorf. Lynn, good morning. You're up with Brian and Lisa.
Hi, Brian, and good morning. I'd like to tell you that I live paycheck to paycheck, and, you know, ever since the Democrats took the office, you know, they've done nothing but hammer the middle class, despite what they've been saying, you know.
Well, hold on, Lynn. I keep hearing that the Democratic Party is always looking out for the guy in the middle class.
Oh, no. Such bold lies. I'm a federal worker, and, you know, and I'm sole income worker for my family, 4 kids. And, you know, one of the first things they did was stop our COLAs. You know, how do you keep up with inflation if you stop the COLAs? You know, they do nothing. You know, it's ridiculous. They're absolutely ridiculous in their claims.
All right,
you know, and all around the stores, you know, I see stores closing all the time in my area.
I'm saying that, too. I don't know that that's because of the economy. I'm really wondering how much of that has to do with internet shopping, et cetera, where people are now doing a lot of their work, a lot of their purchases online rather than in a brick-and-mortar store.
That could be a little column A, a little column B.
But that also takes away jobs, and that makes the economy even tighter. More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk. Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 525 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up in the Wheaton area. Crews still trying to clear the overnight crash intersection of George Avenue and University Boulevard at this early hour. Briefest of delays, if any, just coming up to the intersection. But northbound Georgia at University, they still have traffic stopped there. No problems to report if you're heading south to the Beltway on to 70, 2995 Baltimore, Washington Parkway. It was 95 north of the Beltway. Northbound, they were doing the overnight construction. Still see some activity, a little bit of a distraction there. Connecticut Avenue in the district closed just north of DuPont Circle. Had a police investigation ongoing. So again, Connecticut Avenue shut down north of DuPont Circle and stretches of 20th R and S Street in that area also closed. And Silver Spring area, you can now use Piney Branch Road between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard, but only one lane in each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Relief ain't coming anytime soon. Temperatures will continue to soar today. Mid-upper 90s. Very uncomfortable with the heat index close to 105. Heat advisory noon till 8 p.m. Maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 81 degrees. It is 526. Brian Wilson, Lisa Booth in for Larry O'Connor today. We are looking at this new study from CareerBuilder.com. Says 75% of Americans say that they are living paycheck to paycheck at least sometimes. 38% say it happens a lot. And it's not just people at the lower income.
Right.
Here's a statistic. 23% of Americans making between $50,000 and $100,000 say they live paycheck to paycheck. But we're being told by the government things is so much better. So what's the situation where you are? I mean, is the government, right? Is the situation getting better? Or is it? Are you feeling the squeeze out there? How about Brian and Bristow? You're on with Brian and Lisa Booth.
Hey, Brian and Lisa.
Hey, what do you think?
You know, as I told the call screener, the government is responsible for a lot of the bad things, but I think this is more of a personal issue. A lot of people never learned how to save. A lot of people think I have to have everything I want right now.
I want what I want when I want it, yeah.
Right, and they just spend money like it's going out of style.
Well, you know, but that's always been the case. I mean, that has always been true across time and memoriam. But what's going on now is that it's, I think, that there's, that we talked about, slowly and imperceptibly, your expenses get greater and your wages don't rise, and all of a sudden, you find yourself really struggling to make it when you didn't have to struggle quite so hard before.
And we know the economy is struggling. I mean, the second quarter GDP growth was 1.2%. I mean, we know the economy is struggling.
That's pretty anemic. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Don't miss your last chance for the summer blowout sale from Chamonix. Right now, you'll get a free month of Genucel with your order today. That's right. Chamonix is giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and you've heard me rave about the most effective under-eye bags and puffiness treatment called Genucel. It's plant stem cell therapy, and you'll love it. With its immediate effects, you'll see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. And now Chamonix is also giving away their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment absolutely free. Just pick up the phone and order Genucel today. Call 800-525-2720. Listen to this. Natalie, a real user from Montrose, Pennsylvania, said, I've used this product less than 2 weeks and see a brightness to my eyes and reduction in the appearance of bags. A great product. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call right now and upgrade to free shipping. That's right. Three free gifts with your order of Genucel. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Hey, the Americans keep racking up the gold down in Rio. We'll give you an update in case you had to go to bed last night. There was some really amazing developments overnight. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Investigators will be back out this morning at that Silver Spring apartment complex where an explosion and fire late Wednesday night left two people dead, dozens hurt, and scores homeless. But Montgomery County Assistant Police Chief Russ Hamill says there is some encouraging news.
We have located many individuals that were originally thought to be missing. We will continue to work diligently at these efforts over the coming days.
Authorities are also looking into reports that residents of that complex on Piney Branch Road had smelled natural gas before the blast. Hillary Clinton is reportedly about to step up pressure on Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton calling again on Donald Trump to release his tax returns, something he has refused to do. Of course, he's the only presidential nominee since Richard Nixon to not release any tax returns. I am told by people close to her campaign she could release her returns as early as today.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Meanwhile, Trump is sticking with his latest criticism of President Obama.
Donald Trump once again referred to President Obama as the founder of ISIS at a rally outside of Orlando. Trump said that the president bears responsibility for the rise of the terror group because he did not leave what he called a relatively small force in Iraq. But that runs contrary to what Trump told CNN back in 2007 when he said that the U.S. should declare victory and leave.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Thousands of workers are heading to Richmond today to push for higher wages. The Fight for $15 convention is set for today and tomorrow as workers gather to press for a $15 minimum wage nationwide. And the latest Medicaid cost estimate is raising questions about a vital part of Obamacare. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says the cost of expanding Medicaid to millions more low-income Americans is increasing faster than expected. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,614, the NASDAQ at 52,28. Sports Team USA continues to dominate at the Olympics in Rio, 16 gold medals in all, now 38 overall. NFL preseason, the Redskins lose to the Falcons. The Ravens beat Carolina. Baseball, the Nats were idle. They host the Braves tonight. The O's avoid the sweep with a win in Oakland. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Selling your home can be exciting, but let's face it, it can also be really stressful. That's why you should choose the agent that will deliver you a worry-free experience. And that agent is my friend, Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank, you can rest easy because with over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that only comes from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he will buy it outright. Suzanne had previously tried to sell her Capitol Heights home with no results when she called Frank. He evaluated the home and created a plan that resulted in a full price offer. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Silver Spring, you can now use Piney Branch Road. Each direction, we have one lane getting by between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard. I still want to avoid the area. On the Wheaton stretch, George Avenue, University Boulevard, they have cleared that crash. So everyone gets by through that intersection. Around the Beltway we go. Topside through Silver Spring, Bethesda. Nice and quiet. No problems. Virginia, Annandale, and Tysons. That's looking good, too. In from the west, without any reported troubles. Now, in the district north of DuPont Circle, police investigation closing Connecticut Avenue north of DuPont Circle. Looks like they're trying to release the southbound lanes, but northbound, for sure, they still have that coned off and a lot of police cars there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Excessive heat watch for tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Mid-upper 90s, but it's the humidity. Maybe a storm around today. Back down into the upper 70s tonight, maybe 80 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mid-90s feels like 105 once again, and still some heat on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 in Dumfries, 79 in Damascus, 81 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL. Good morning to you. It's Friday. Now, did I say 8:37? Why didn't I do that? Because the clock clearly over there, Lisa Ruth, says it's 5. 5:37 on, let me start over again, Red. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Lisa Booth in for Larry O'Connor. And we've got a lot of stuff on this Friday morning at 7:05. David Martosco of the Daily Mail. We'll talk politics. 7:15, we'll go down to Rio de Janeiro with Steve Kastenbaum. Trevor Maddich was watching the Redskins scrimmage last night, the preseason game. They lost, but, you know, how did they look? That's what you want to know. Vince Colonnais at 8:05 from the Daily Caller to talk politics. And as I mentioned, Lisa Booth is in Washington Examiner and her contributor. You see her all the time as a political pundit on Fox News and other places. Good to have you, Lisa.
Hi, Brian.
All right, so let's get an update.
Oh, I love that sound.
And a boom, boom. Are you watching, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. I love it because there's been so much depressing news out there and all this turmoil in the world. So it's nice. It's just nice to see something that is happy and positive and everyone sort of unite behind Team USA.
You were right about this. And, you know, a lot of we you and I and other people that do what we do, we watch politics very closely.
Which is depressing.
And right now, it's really
so depressing.
It's really depressing. And so, you know, it is nice to get sort of a respite from all that. Well, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. And let's start with cut three here, Mike, if we could, please. Listen, Michael Phelps is a phenomenon. And we may never see an athlete of his like again on the Olympic stage. He won his 22nd gold medal last night. Here was the call from Patrick Kynas.
It's an unprecedented fourth straight 200 IM and his 22nd Olympic gold. And this is a record that may stand the test of time.
That's right, 22nd gold medals. He's on fire. This is his fourth gold medal of these games. And he's added to, of course, all of the medals he had before he came on board for these games. And he actually, after winning the gold medal, had to get back into the pool and qualify for another race that will take place today. So he can
probably win another gold medal.
But I gotta tell you, at the end of that race, he could barely climb out of the pool. He's 31 years old, and he feels it now in ways he didn't feel it before.
Yeah.
But I think he'll recover over, and I think there's a good chance he'll pick up one more gold before he gets out of here. So Michael Phelps just getting it done.
Such a beast.
It is something to watch. It really is. Now, Simone Biles over the women gymnast did their individual routines and individual competition last night, and it was a good night for the American. This Simone Biles is just, I mean, talk about an amazing, again, one of the best female athletes and gymnasts that we've ever seen on the stage, and she wins. Here's a little bit about her talking about why she got so emotional at the end of her routine.
I think I just, everything hit me at once, and I realized I had finally done it, which is like I won the meet, and everything just hit me at once, and I've been dreaming of it for a couple years now, and it's unreal how it happened. So I was just so excited.
Allie Raisman, who did not make the medal stand in the last Olympics, ended up winning the silver, so it was silver, gold silver for the Americans, and that is quite a thing. So, really an amazing, amazing performance, and Americans are doing very well. We're way ahead in the medal count.
And I love, too, I mean, it's the way that our athletes are representing us on the world stage, because, I mean, just the level of humility and class that they have shown is impressive. And can you imagine, too, some of these folks are like 19 years old. I mean, they're just babies.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine being that young and competing on such a high level in front of so many people and just representing that much class.
Yeah, and look, it's not just Phelps and Biles, it is others. American Ryan Murphy has picked up two golds in the pool, gold for the 200 backstroke yesterday. Earlier in the week, he picked up the gold for the 100, the backstroke, and that's an interesting race to watch. And then there's another Simone. Simone Manuel won a gold medal in a rare tie. This was an amazing story. I mean, how incredibly difficult is it in swimming, where they measure things by the hundredths and thousandths of a second, is there to have an exact tie? But there was in a 100 freestyle, women's 100 freestyle, and she becomes the first African-American woman to win Olympic gold in an individual event. And that is an exciting thing, and she's feeling very good about that, and she says it hopefully will be an encouragement to others who perhaps have not considered swimming as an athletic competition or an athletic endeavor they want to undergo, that they might actually take up swimming. She's hoping that will be the case.
And I love hearing the stories about the athletes, too, because, you know, you hear about some folks just falling on tough times, or, you know, for instance, Simone Biles has had a tough upbringing, you know, and fortunately her grandparents were able to raise her and be, you know, phenomenal parents to her and a support system. But, you know, I think it's sort of inspirational for people to see, you know what, I've gone through some tough, you know, for someone to be watching and say, you know, look, I've gone through some tough times, or a little kid who feels like, you know, they're going through a tough time, and to look at some of these athletes and what they've accomplished and to be able to feel like they could do the same.
Yeah, listen.
Very inspirational.
It's fun to watch, and there's a lot more good news coming for the Americans, it would appear.
USA.
Go USA. 5:43.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Defense Department has released an update of procedures, first published in 1982, that govern the conduct of DOD intelligence activities. The procedures set out rules governing how DOD intelligence elements will conduct activities supporting their missions while safeguarding legal rights and protections guaranteed by the Constitution to all U.S. persons. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is Brian Scudamore. You hear me on the radio sometimes.
And we're his main man, Tom.
We believe your complete happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Number one,
freedom from hunger.
We believe everyone should have enough to eat.
Number two,
freedom from fear. We believe everyone deserves to live in peace.
Number three,
freedom from external limitations. We believe everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Number four,
freedom from junk. We believe pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things
and begin to live without those strings
joyfully, like queens and kings.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. In the Wheaton area, you can now get by all directions on George Avenue and University Boulevard, and without any delay, that accident has been cleared. Silver Spring, one lane getting by each direction on Piney Branch Road between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound, just south of the exit for Powder Mill Road, accidents just popped up. U.S. Park Police tell me response still heading there. Inside the Beltway for 50 and the B-Dub, no problems on the New York Avenue. On to DC 295. Here we go. Starting into the rush hour, a little bit sluggish as you head past East Capitol Street. Virginia 95. Suddenly, the volume as you approach Newington. Crews checking to see if there's a stalled or something that might be in the way. Now, beyond 395, wide open. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Excessive heat watch for tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Mid-upper 90s, but it's the humidity. Maybe a storm around today. Back down into the upper 70s tonight. Maybe 80 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mid-90s feels like 105 once again, and still some heat on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 81 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
That 547 on WMAL, and we're talking about politics and the election cycle. And one of the things that has had an impact on this election cycle was the release of those emails from WikiLeaks that unveiled, you know, collusion between the Clinton campaign and the DNC to the detriment of the Bernie Sanders campaign. And that became a big narrative. And we keep hearing, well, you know, the WikiLeaks people, they have more emails. And here is what is beginning to develop on that. We're now beginning to read stories, several of them, that suggest that the hack may be much larger than initially thought. In other words, when they went in and hacked into the DNC, whoever it was, Russians or whatever, went in and hacked into the to the coffers of the DNC email files, they got the email accounts and information about email accounts for people who do business with the DNC, and then they began to go in and hack their accounts as well. So we now are being told that maybe as many as 100 party officials have had their accounts hacked. 100 party officials. This includes Hillary Clinton campaign officials. This includes key players at the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committees. And apparently also, we're being told, the Democratic Governors Association may have had their documents hacked by whoever it was that carried out the hacking that ended up giving those documents to WikiLeaks.
Can I tell you something that drives me nuts, Brian? So you've got, I just don't know how in, you know, God's green earth that the Democrats can say that the DNC emails were hacked by the Russians, which so far the FBI has said that there's been no direct evidence of that being the case. But while simultaneously saying that somehow Hillary Clinton's emails were not hacked, because by the same logic, one would have to conclude if the Russians could hack the DNC emails, of course they were able to hack Hillary Clinton's server and emails. It was just as secure as Gmail. Her email server was no more secure than the DNC server and email system. So it boggles my mind of how, and then too, how the media could credibly not call that, or how the media could not call that into question.
Nancy Pelosi has some things to say about this. Here's how she characterized these hacks.
This is an electronic Watergate. This is a break-in.
A break-in. An electronic Watergate is what it is. She continues.
I know for sure it is the Russians. The Russians broke in. Who did they give the information to? I don't know. Who dumped it? I don't know.
See, I don't know how she knows that.
Right.
How does she know that for certain?
But what drives me, why was she not then asked about, this is what drives me, why?
Where's the follow-up question?
Why don't reporters?
Well, if they got into the DNC, why didn't they get into the homebrew server?
That makes me so mad.
Yeah, I don't know why that doesn't get investigated. Well, when you talk politics right now, you do, among people who follow it very, very closely,
right.
One of the things they say is, I wonder when the next batch is going to drop. When do you think, if you were going to do damage to the Hillary campaign, when would you think it'd be most effective to drop those, and apparently they're very damning emails.
Absolutely. Year. And two, when you have that many various accounts that are involved as well, I mean, there's got to be a lot of information. You look at just what the email, how much damage it did with just the emails that were released, because what it does is reinforce this sort of Americans, biggest complaint against one, you know, both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump driving these narratives that the system is rigged. And these emails prove that the system was rigged against Bernie Sanders, and sort of just the general distrust in government as well.
Well, the FBI is on the job, but as we have heard from experts in this world, they left no traces. And the people who really know how to do this are very good at not leaving traces. So
right.
it may be hard to find out for sure. 551 on WMAL, time for El Rushbo.
The New York Times says that new Hillary emails have been uncovered that renew questions about the overlap between the State Department and the Clinton Family Foundation. Times says that the documents raise new questions about whether the charitable foundation worked to reward its donors with access and influence at the State Department. They say a charge that Mrs. Clinton has faced in the past and has always denied. Well, yeah, but Mrs. Clinton's always lied, too. Now, if the New York Times has questions, I have the answer. The emails prove that the Clintons rewarded donors with access and influence at state. That was the whole point. That's why it was set up. And if Hillary becomes president, the same donors have the same access to the Oval Office, already bought and paid for. It's pay to play. But the emails do raise other questions. Why did it take Judicial Watch to uncover the latest set of missing Hillary emails? Why couldn't the wizard journalists at the New York Times or the Washington Post or even that rag, the New York Daily News, why couldn't they find them? Why couldn't the FBI find them? Obvious answer is they didn't want to. Why didn't Obama's Justice Department, whose FBI is supposed to be the best investigative agency in the world, why didn't they dig them out? And now that they are exposed, what happens? They just pretend they don't exist? You see, nothing ever changes with this bunch. The Clintons, they corrupt every institution, every branch of government, every agency they touch. Because that's what they are, is corrupt.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
You've heard me refer to Mahindra as the toughest tractors on earth, and I mean every word of that. Now, when other tractors cut corners by using cheap plastic fenders, not Mahindra, they use real steel. When other tractors offer wimpy warranties, only Mahindra offers a full 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Now, you heard me right on that. Not 5 years, not 6 years. A full 7 years on select models. That is the industry's best warranty by a long shot. No wonder Mahindra has 97% customer satisfaction and continues to be the world's number one selling tractor. So when you're ready to work smarter, not harder, with the toughest tractors on earth, see my good friends at Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It is 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. I do have better news for you. Thank goodness in the DuPont Circle area, they have reopened Connecticut Avenue. Just got confirmation from D.C. police. They have each direction, Connecticut Avenue open north of DuPont Circle. Just in time for this rush hour to start. They do have a stretch, however, just off of Connecticut Avenue of S Street closed. So do watch for some of that activity still. Let's move into Maryland. Germantown. Accident is southbound on 270, just south of 118. Right now, one lane block. We could have additional with fire and rescue units still heading to the scene. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, this will be just north of the Beltway in Greenbelt area. Accident happened in the southbound direction right near Powder Mill Road, but I've seen delays each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Bunch of heat, bunch of humidity. Heat advisory in effect noon today until 8 o'clock this evening. A hot one today as temperatures will be in the mid-upper 90s. Heat indices as hot as 105, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 81 degrees. It's just going to be muggy today. It's 5:56.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's awesome recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. And congratulations to the Reynolds team for being named for the fourth year in a row one of the top teams in Virginia by the Wall Street Journal. Listen, this is critical. Don't just hire any agent or one that claims to be an area specialist when really they have minimal reach and risk losing thousands and wasted time having your home shown to tire kickers. You know what I mean? Get Sarah and Debbie's proven home selling systems working for you instead. They're so confident they'll sell your home that if it doesn't sell, they will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds today. Start packing tomorrow. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. If you want top dollar in a fast sale, call the only agents I would call to make this happen and the only ones I would trust to sell my home. The Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com and start packing today.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll give you an update on that explosion of an apartment complex in Silver Spring. And there are new developments about an FBI probe of the Clinton Foundation. You probably haven't heard this story. We'll give you the very latest coming up in the next hour. Right now, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital, and time for...